Now, the film Once was made on a budget of just US$160,000 and has been one of the surprise hits of 2007. In America alone, it's taken over $10 million at the box office. The tale of an Irish busker and the relationship he forges with a Czech immigrant in Dublin has won critical acclaim and now a couple of Grammy nominations as well for the film's soundtrack. Markéta Irglová, who composed some of the songs on that soundtrack, now stands the chance of becoming the nation's first ever pop musician to win such a prestigious award. Rosie Johnston reports.
The song Falling Slowly from the soundtrack of Once. The success that the film has enjoyed since its release last spring has exceeded everyone's expectations, not least those of the film's two main stars, Glenn Hansard and Markéta Irglová. Speaking to Radio Prague last month, Markéta, who's just 19, reflected upon the film's success.
That's ultimately our biggest kind of, enjoyment out of the situation is that all these people that are getting to see the film are getting to hear our music, and our music is suddenly being exposed to a whole different audience that would have probably never discovered us, and that's amazing. And the idea that we can now go and play in venues more than 200 people who are gonna, which are gonna be full of people that know the music and appreciate it is amazing.
But they could end up playing even bigger venues if they do well in the US Grammy Music Awards. Irglová and Hansard have just been nominated for two awards, Best Soundtrack and Best Song for Falling Slowly. Marek Irgl is Markéta's father. I called him today in the family's hometown of Valašské Meziříčí to ask whether he had been in contact with his daughter since the news broke.
I spoke to her because I found this information on the web about the Grammy. So I spoke to her by telephone and I congratulated it to her and to Glenn also.
And how was she feeling? Was she really over the moon about it?
You know, the Markéta is a very introvert person, and what you see in the movies is part of her also. She never jumps if anything happens, but she was very happy. In her way, she was very happy, sure. Who wouldn't be?
She said when she talked to Radio Prague last month that the film had been great because it had meant that lots of new people had been listening to this music. Do you think this Grammy nomination will mean that even more people become aware of the work that she and Glenn are doing, the music they're making?
Absolutely. That's why all the nominations and awards are also, for promotion. I think that any kind of award doesn't say absolutely about the quality of thing, because how do you want to measure what's the best in a music or in art generally? It's not a sport. You cannot measure the seconds or meters or anything. So every award is just a gathering of the best of the best of the year. It's an award, yeah. It's an opinion of some group of people. But definitely it will help, because people love prizes and awards and they follow them. The effect is always it brings new people to movie or to music.
The Grammys will take place next February in Los Angeles, and it's likely that there will be lots of Czechs crossing their fingers in the run-up to the awards.
And not only Czechs. Rosie Johnston there with that report on the Grammy nomination for the soundtrack to the film Once.